A reading from Mark 3:28-30. Jesus continues, I tell you the truth, all the sins and blasphemes of men will be forgiven them, but whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven. He is guilty of an eternal sin. He said this because they were saying he has an evil spirit.
And I want to ask you exactly what Jesus means by this, because this is a startling idea that there is such a thing as being guilty of an eternal sin, blaspheming the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Well, if you read this in context, and you've heard me say multiple times, take the most simple reading. There's all kinds of wildly developed theories of what does it mean to blaspheme the Holy Spirit. Here, they're simply rejecting the true identity of Jesus. And so, to me, blaspheming the Holy Spirit is not to cooperate with what the Holy Spirit wants to reveal is who Jesus is, so that people would be restored back in relationship with the Father. To me, it's just as simple as that. And so in this moment, he's saying the only way that you're going to end up being guilty of an eternal sin is to refuse relationship with God.
So that really ties into the many I ams that we see in the Gospel of John. I am the truth, the way, and the light, on and on. I mean, you're really rejecting Jesus. This is the problem. And right. If you have, then you've just said it, so I'm just kind of repeating it.
Yeah. It's not about not getting the right religious system. It's not about doing the right things. It's not about getting to a point in your life when you balance the good against the evil and your contribution. It's simply acknowledging that Jesus is Savior and Lord, and you're doomed without Him. And so to blaspheme the Holy Spirit is witness to this. One of the descriptions that Jesus gives of the Holy Spirit in His upper room discourse, John 14-16, he uses this word matareo, which is to witness. The Holy Spirit witnesses to Jesus. Another context, he says, the Holy Spirit glorifies Jesus. The Trinity works in union. The Father is sending out love. Jesus becomes the means of experiencing that love, and the Holy Spirit is trying to invite people in to that relationship. And the only way you can blaspheme the Holy Spirit is to reject God's good invitation to be in full relationship.
In the end of the third chapter of John, there's John the Baptist is speaking, and he says, the Father loves the Son and has placed everything in His hands. Whoever believes in Him, the Son, believes in the Son has eternal life. But whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on him. I mean, this is actually just a confirmation of exactly what you're saying. I always found this to be very, very powerful. It really stood out whenever I read it, the whole idea that God's wrath remains. In other words, the original condition is the condition that came into being when Adam and Eve, going all the way back to Genesis, in a sense, rejected the tree of life, rejected God, and accepted the offer of Satan.
And Jesus takes all the wrath for us so that we don't have to take it. All that's required of us is to acknowledge, to look at Him and say, I take that great exchange. I become one of yours because you took everything for me. And we don't have to do anything to earn it. It's just simply acknowledge and be in agreement to be back in right relationship with God.
You started this little conversation by saying, go to the simplest answer. And to me, that in itself is incredibly powerful. I was kind of confused by that passage. But it not only did you clarify it in terms of the specific passage, but you clarified it in terms of everything the Bible is saying about Jesus.